In the silent world of Tiffany's head, Rob Anybody picked up his sword and crept across the darkening turf. There was something moving. A tiny thorn bush, growing so fast that its twigs visibly moved. Its shadow danced on the grass. Rob stared. It had to mean something. And he remembered what the old Kelder had told them when he'd been a wee boy. Once the land had been all forests. There hadn't been much life in them. It had been dark as the bottom of the sea in there. Then the big jobs came, cut down the trees and let the sun in. Grass grew in the clearings. Sheep were brought in, which ate the grass, and also what grew in the grass, tree seedlings. And so the dark forests died. But the turf lived in the sun, with its grasses, flowers, birds and insects. What looked like a green desert at a distance was a tiny, thriving, roaring jungle.
"Ah!" Rob said. "So that's your game, is it? Well, you're not tucking over in here, too."
He chopped the spindly thing with his sword and stood back. A rustling behind him made him turn. There were more saplings unfolding. He looked across the grass and saw a dozen, 100 tiny trees beginning their race for the sky. But worried though he was to his boots, Rob Anybody grinned. The sun was going down, the shadows were moving, the turf was dying, and he charged.